When the pandemic hit Massachusetts last year, Governor Charlie Baker took unprecedented measures to respond. He declared a state of emergency. Baker shut down bars and restricted indoor dining. He imposed a mask mandate and travel restrictions. And Baker spent billions of dollars in federal aid with little oversight from the state legislature. But as the pandemic recedes, lawmakers are reasserting their control. More from WBUR's Steve Brown.
A great champion of affordable housing, a great champion of housing for our citizens, our Governor Charlie Baker.
Governor Charlie Baker smiled as he stood in front of a set of gleaming new affordable houses in Haverhill last month. Unlike many government programs designed to help people afford the rent for apartments, Baker noted these homes are set aside for people to buy.
This program is designed to help low and moderate income families, especially in communities of color, build wealth through home ownership.
Baker then made an even grander pitch. He wanted permission to swiftly spend more than $2 billion more in federal aid on everything from more affordable housing to job training to environmental projects.
We believe especially the investments in the communities that were hardest hit by COVID need to be made now. Folks in these communities are going to have a harder time getting back to work and a harder time getting back on their feet the longer we go thinking about how to spend this money.
But the state legislature quickly dismissed Baker's plea to spend the money fast. Now that the pandemic is waning, state lawmakers made it clear that they are taking back control. That means letting the money sit idle in a special account while they hold public hearings and debates to carefully decide how best to spend the money. Senate Ways and Means Chair Mike Rodericks explained the change during a recent session on Beacon Hill.
As of June 15th, the state of emergency has ceased, and now we are back to more traditional times, and we should assume our traditional and constitutionally mandated authority to expend this $5.3 billion.
Down the hall in the House, Dorchester Rep. Dan Hunt made a similar call to spend the federal American Rescue Plan money deliberatively, even while acknowledging many of the items on the governor's list were worthy.
We just think that it's important for all 160 members of this body and the 40 in our sister body have a chance to have their voice heard, to sit down with our constituents over the course of the next few months, and to ensure that everyone participates in this recovery.
Lawmakers have also pushed back on some of the governor's other proposals in recent weeks. For instance, Baker's plan to suspend the state's sales tax for 2 months landed with a thud. State Senator Rodericks, who leads the committee charged with overseeing taxes, labeled it a gimmick. Legislators also overwhelmingly voted to override the governor's veto of a provision requiring the state use union labor to rebuild the Holyoke Soldiers' Home. Observers say they aren't surprised lawmakers are once again taking control of key items like spending and taxes.
The governor proposes and the legislature disposes.
Former State Representative Jeff Sanchez points out that the legislature has traditionally played a key role in deciding how to spend state tax money. While the governor can propose a spending or tax plan, lawmakers are ultimately charged with approving it.
I think the legislature is doing what they do and what the Constitution has essentially constructed for them, which is for them to be deliberative. And now that, you know, we can see the light at the end of the tunnel in terms of the pandemic, there's a sense that the legislature has to have its voice as a deliberative body with the governor.
Of course, lawmakers have still given the governor some leeway to spend money to battle the coronavirus. They did not object when he announced plans for a lottery to encourage people to get vaccinated. And the Republican governor knows he has to work with the Democratic-controlled legislature in order to achieve his goals. For instance, Baker recently signed a bill unlocking portions of the federal spending money, even though it barred him from spending some of the money right away. But Baker is still pushing to get the rest of the relief funds out the door.
While we appreciate the deliberative process the legislature goes through, if you're trying to get job training to get a job, or you're dealing with a lot of the behavioral health and addiction issues that so many people have been dealing with coming out of this pandemic, or if you'd like to put resources into our cultural community or our tourism efforts at a point in time when we're trying to breathe life back into those are things we think we should get started on now.
And lawmakers also know they need to work with the governor on many major issues, but Baker will no longer be able to go it alone. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.